interesting story here. You all remember Jonah. What do we remember about Jonah? The whale. Yeah. So here's a fishing story. What do we know about fishing stories? They sometimes get bigger than they started out to be. Interesting story here that God is fishing for a prophet, and that prophet Jonah seems to be somewhat reluctant to serve. Did God stop? Did God say, okay, Jonah, you don't want to be my prophet? Okay, you just go on. Do your thing. I'll find somebody else. No. God wanted Jonah. It's like a fisherman who goes out and, you know, casts a few times in the pond and doesn't catch any fish. Does he just go home? Well, not if he wants to eat fish. He goes back and he casts in another part of the pond and another part until he finds a fish that's more interested in his lure. God wanted a prophet, and so he used a fish to catch him. We want a fish, and so we use bait to catch them. In the New Testament, it talks about fishermen as well. And I had a tough time trying to decide just which scripture I wanted to read today, because the other scripture for today talks about Jesus going out and finding fishermen on the Sea of Galilee and inviting them to come and be fishers of men. What kind of bait do you use to catch men? Food? That's a good one. Works for me. Women. Yeah. Money. Riches. What are people interested in? Sometimes we have to use worldly things in order to get people's attention so we can tell them about spiritual things. I know I have recently heard a lot of people talking about Joel Osteen and his ministry and criticizing it because it's too oriented to worldly things. It's too worldly. It's too much about profit. It's too much about, what's the term they use? Abundance. Prosperity. That's the term I'm thinking of. Thank you. They talk about prosperity. How if you love God, you will prosper. Well, see, we in our worldliness hear that and we go, ooh, money. I'll be rich. I'll make more money. I'll be able to live better. I'll be able to have more stuff. But when we prosper in God, we prosper sometimes in physical things too, but also in love and in peace and in joy. God catches our attention with the physical prosperity, but then He delivers on the real prosperity, which is the Spirit. See, in those days of Jonah, a prophet was judged by how good his prophecy came true. So here's poor Jonah. I mean, he's been gobbled up and spit out by a fish already. That couldn't have been a whole lot of fun. He's been on a voyage where they threw him overboard. That couldn't have been a whole lot of fun either. I've heard recently about people falling off these cruise ships and some of them drowning and disappearing and dying and, you know, all kinds of stuff. None of that sounds like much fun. Jonah suffered through all of this and finally gave in to God's call and said, okay, God, I'll go to Nineveh. Excuse me. I'll go to Nineveh. I'll be your prophet. I'll say your words. But those people are never going to repent. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Not only did the people repent, but the king heard the people in their repentance and realized that he needed to repent too. What a concept that our government should repent of its sins. Wow. What a concept that the people should lead the leaders into doing the right thing, even when they don't want to. What a concept. Do we do that today? Sure we do. Sure we do. Sometimes we do the right thing. The little people, the common people, the everyday folks start doing the right thing, and the leaders look around and go, well, golly, I better get on this bandwagon. There's a bunch of people doing this. Let me just get right in here and lead them. Of course, they're already ahead of him, but he's going to lead them now. Because he sees them going and doing the right thing. So then he starts doing the right thing. It doesn't matter who starts the movement, as long as we're all moving in the right direction. It doesn't matter what bait you use to catch the fish. When it's in the frying pan, it tastes just as good, doesn't it? I tell you. Of course, the game warden might differ with me about that, since some fishing techniques are not legal. We struggle in this world. We want to be comfortable. We want to be happy. We want to have the things that we need to have and do the things that we need to do. We want to play with our grandkids and enjoy our life. And that's okay. That's not bad. But God has called us to do other things as well. And when we don't do what He calls us to do, we find ourselves becoming uncomfortable. Our young people, in their truthfulness, said that when you tell little white lies, you suffer from guilt. Well, you don't have to do something bad to sin. Sometimes a sin is not doing something good, not doing what you're called to do, not doing what you're supposed to do. If we're called to be a prophet like Jonah and we run away, we're liable to get eaten by a fish, or worse. We're certainly not going to have a good life. We're certainly not going to be comfortable. We're certainly not going to enjoy our cruise if we're not cruising in God's direction. It's okay to go on a cruise. We went on a cruise. We had a good time. It's okay to have money. It's okay to be comfortable. It's okay to be well off. It's okay to have good things. And when you're in God's favor, when you're doing God's will, when you love God, when you're part of the church, it just seems like everything does go a little bit better. And you do have a little more money, or it stretches a little further. But when we stop doing what He asks us to do, when we forget to do those things that we know we're supposed to do, when we go the other way when He calls us, then things kind of get sort of uncomfortable sometimes. I would hate to see anybody eaten by a fish. I would hate to see anybody suffering. And you know, I think Joel Osteen gets a little carried away maybe sometimes, but I see him as a fisherman. He's fishing for men, and he knows what they bite. So he's using good bait. And, you know, we're here. We're worshiping God. We're sharing our fellowship. And we want to share that with those people who are out there who need what we have. There's a lot of people out there who need fellowship. There are a lot of people out there who need to be comforted in their trials and tribulations. There are a lot of people out there who need a hand of friendship, who need a place to go, who need to feel like they're part of something. So even if all we're being called to do is be hospitable to our neighbors, helpful to those in need, comforting to those who suffer, let's remember that God has asked us to do it, and do it with a cheerful heart, with a joyful presence, and with God always in our minds, because He loves us. And we know that. Not everybody has learned it yet. So let's just share. You know? It's as simple as holding hands when you cross the street. We teach the little ones that, but then we get big and we forget. It's as simple as sharing your lunch when somebody doesn't have one. We teach the little ones that, but then we get big and we forget. It's as simple as reaching out to your hand to somebody who is alone. We teach the little ones that. But sometimes we forget. God loves us. And He wants us to be His people. He wants us to serve Him. He wants us to serve Him by hearing those who hurt and sharing the comfort that He has given us.